The Helpers in Our Sanitariums. St. Helena, California, September 12, 1909. I am instructed that our sanitariums are to be cleaned and purified from those persons whose course of action is a discredit to the sacred work of the sanitarium. Our health institutions should preserve a sanctified dignity. Let not helpers be employed here who have not a sense of true dignity. Employ those who give evidence that they are working to meet the standard of perfection, those in whose lives are seen the marks of the divine similitude. Great wisdom should be exercised in selecting men and women as instructors in our sanitariums. They should be not only those who can speak intelligently on scientific questions, but men and women who have learned to be under the rule of the Spirit of God and who obey the instructions of Christ. They should be able to give wise counsel in a kind and intelligent manner. Fretting and scolding will not benefit, but plain words spoken in a spirit of kindness will accomplish lasting results for good. The Lord will help all who truly desire to learn of Him. Right impressions cannot be made upon the sick when those who compose the sanitarium family of helpers are disagreeable or uncouth in manner, or cherish a spirit of frivolity, or are subject to jealous freaks. Such workers should not be retained in our institutions, for the enemy is always ready to work upon such minds and through their influence to drive souls away from Christ. Far better would it be to pay higher wages and secure good, sensible helpers in our institutions than to accept those whom you cannot discipline and train. The pleasant disposition, the beautiful character the Lord will use to bring blessing to the sick. The truths of the Word of God possess sanctifying, transforming power. If received into the heart and carried into the life, they will prove a savor of life unto life. Let those employed in our institutions be such as will let the light of truth shine forth in their daily words and actions. It is only such that Christ can accept as workers together with Him. I write thus definitely that all may understand the importance of eradicating evil influences from our sanitariums, which are established for the purpose of bringing healing and blessing to suffering human beings who are sick in mind and body. There is a work to be done for some who feel no special need of help. It is because they do not feel their needy condition that they do not reform. They carry the mold of a spoiled character. Unless these souls experience the new birth, they will never see the kingdom of heaven. Unless evil is put away from the life, they cannot be welcomed to the presence of holy angels. God will never again permit to enter the courts of heaven that which will harm and destroy. We are beset by Satan on the right hand and on the left. He is constantly seeking to spoil the faith of those connected with the work of God. But our precious faith is not to be corrupted by unconverted elements that Satan can use for the poisoning of minds and the deceiving of souls. We need to pray more and to talk less. We need to learn of Christ and to become like Him in meekness and lowliness of heart. We need to understand how necessary it is that we die to self. Self-crucifixion will place souls on vantage ground. I entreat those who profess to be Christians to die to self, that you may be stirred with a new life by the Holy Spirit's power. Satan is working with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Daily we need the converting power of God, or we cannot walk in the footprints of Christ. As the mind is enlightened in regard to what is purity and sanctification, and the heart responds to the strivings of the Holy Spirit, a daily conversion will be the result. In the day of final award, two classes will stand before the Judge of all the earth. To those who have failed to walk in the footsteps of Christ, the words will be spoken, "Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Those who have brought the pure, unadulterated truths of the Word of God into the practical life will hear the benediction. "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Matthew 25, verse 23. We can never enter the city of God until we have learned to die to self, and there dwells within the soul the Spirit of Christ.